This night is just continues to go downhill.
Acknowledge me.
About time you did something right.
Oh, see, I just can't stand. Who in the hell do you think you are?
Ooh, nothing. Don't get near. Ooh, I'll tell you. Ooh.
Dude, I want justice.
Does this job come with hazard pay, King?
Yes.
We got a new hit.
Yes.
Kids, don't try this at home.
Gentlemen, good evening, and welcome to another installment of the North American Wrestling Connection. My name is Nikki Heyman, and around the table tonight I have my usual suspects, starting with my man in the Big Apple, Jason Block.
A 50-year-old man should not be doing a double stomp through a table off a cage.
Neither should a 40-year-old man, but that wasn't the reason he got hurt. Over here, I have my audio technician.
We have a sound guy that must be from New Jersey or something.
BRM, how are you?
Cannot wait.
Let him speak, Jason.
Yes, go ahead.
Cannot wait till Tuesday so I can finally get the power in this house updated.
And finally, my numbers guy on the other side of the table, Stepwood Josh Henniger.
Hello, hello, hello. I have nothing. Sorry.
No, it's all right. It's just, you know, wrestling has been just so boring lately. It's been really hard to do a show.
What?
What?
BRM, what?
Points at TV that's right now in intermission.
Yeah, exactly. No, okay, so let's start off with AEW Double or Nothing. Okay? Yeah, we do. Because there's a lot of stuff that came out of this. Okay. First of all, number one, and most importantly, MJF is back. And VRM, I need you to play a certain sound because of how he dressed.
Oh, yeah.
This guy. Right. So there was a video that came that he was in the house and he was in his mansion, and you see it from this camera angle, right? And you see different things, and you see a broken picture of him and Adam Cole, right?
Okay.
So Adam Cole is trying to talk about how he's coming back and all that sort of stuff. So then MJF's music hits, and he is wearing a very similar outfit to something I was at live. Mm-hmm. January 4th, 2002.
Yeah, I actually went back, Jason, I went back to look at Triple H's jacket and combo. Minus the logo on the black back piece of the denim.
Right.
It was exactly the same. The cut-off denim, the leather jacket, the black patch on the back, with the Burberry and MJF's logo.
Right. And after he kicked Adam Cole in the ding ding. Okay.
Aimed shot. Oh.
Okay. right. He actually did the opening lines to the speech. You know, in case you forgot who the hell I am, remember that line? Right.
In case any of you have forgotten, let me remind you just who the hell I am.
Right, I am Maxwell Jacob Friedman, and I'm better than you, and you know it. And he goes, I don't need a new Japan or Vince McMahon to make MJF, because I made, you know, MJF made MJF. And he says, no more, and I got to say this right, no more friendships, no more kangaroo kicks. He says, it's not about love, it's about hate, hate, hate. And he goes, and at the end he goes, and in case you were wondering about my contract situation, mm-hmm. pulls up his leg.
Cameraman! Cameraman! Zoom!
By the way, where was that from?
I thought it was, look at my calves, from Bully Ray.
Oh, that's, yes. Because he does have some very good calves, mind you.
Yeah.
Okay. And but he has a tattoo that says AEW, bet on yourself. And he goes, in case you don't realize, because I'm MJF and I ain't fucking leaving. And I go, in my head, yes, you are.
Oh, okay. I found it. It's Sheiky Baby.
Okay.
But yes, MJF has. Personally, I think that AEW logo is a wash off, but he claims that he is staying.
Yes, he claims he's staying.
He can, but he continues to kind of point north, doing the tribute, doing the whole thing. MJF, you need more upper body than that to pull that shit off. Sorry.
Oh, by the way, he does look good, though.
Oh, like, no, he don't look bad, but, I mean, Hunter came back at 273.
Yeah, Hunter, Hulk smash, okay?
Yes.
MJF toned as fuck, okay? Yes. That's fine, right? That's okay.
Yeah.
But, VRM, you saw the speech. I sent you the whole week. What'd you think of it?
Mm-hmm. Well... For those few minutes, AEW was watchable again.
Yes.
That's when the Bucks came out.
Well, I didn't buy the pay-per-view, so I wouldn't have known.
Neither did I. I'm being facetious.
Yeah. Also, I wouldn't have been able to buy the pay-per-view because I was sitting in fucking Indy 500 for home traffic.
Mm-hmm.
I am so sorry, man.
I will talk about that.
Trust me, the traffic was better.
I will talk about it off air.
Fair enough.
Okay.
But having watched it, it felt like I don't want to call it a weak promo, because a weak MJF promo is kind of hard to find, but
right.
it's definitely weaker, and it didn't seem to imply that he was back soon.
I mean, to the point where he wasn't on AEW this next week, mm-hmm. this past week.
Yep, I was all ready to actually watch it, to suffer through it, to find it, and then they said, MJF says, like, okay, never mind, I'm just going to watch TNT and watch the Oilers and the Stars.
Right, because that's the only thing watchable. I mean, some certain things happened at the pay-per-view, okay? For example, Will Ospreay, dull surprise, became the new international champion, defeating Roderick Strong. Okay. Mm. And by the way, he's also the number one contender for now the world belt, after winning a casino battle royale this past week. Okay. Adam Copeland won the barbed wire steel cage match, but blew out both his, broke his leg. Idiot. Mm-hmm. I love you, Adam. Love you to death, dude. But come on.
Mm-hmm. Sid Vicious would like to have a word with you, Edge. Mm-hmm. Even if you it know. Wasn't that bad.
Right, so it's now vacant. There's going to be some sort of tournament, right?
Oh, I'm surprised they didn't just hand it to freaking Christian Cage.
Oh, jeez. Oh, by the way, the Martha Hart tournament... by the way, the winners are actually going to get title shots too. Gee, what a surprise! What happened on the King of the Ring? Anyway,
it just sounds familiar. I mean, Doofenshmirtz is often imitated, but never duplicated.
Right. Okay. So then, Mercedes Moné, dull surprise again, defeated Willow Nightingale to win the AEW TBS Championship, and dull surprise again, Chris Statlander turned. and is now a heel against Willow.
That's because Mercedes is going to break into three pieces if she when she defends that title. Did I say that out loud?
Yeah, you did. Oh, you know, and Swerve kept his title. Oh, and by the way, so Anarchy in the Arena happened. Yeah. And there was a fireball. No, not just a fireball spot. They set Jack Perry on fire.
It didn't stick, did it?
What do you mean?
I am kind of joking. I was hoping he would be... I wish no harm on anyone, but Jack Perry does deserve to be set on fire and left standing for a minute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Darby Allin set Jack Perry on fire.
Who gave Darby Allin a fucking flamethrower?
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With Tony Khan right there as well, by the way.
Oh, and Tony Khan just tumbling down the ramp was rather comical.
Yes. And according to certain spots, okay, he was thrown into an ice bath before disappearing, okay?
Okay.
And he was covered in a flame retardant that protected him. Jeez Louise, Jack, you're nuts!
Real fire! Cry me a river! Oh, sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, really. Yeah. And CM Punk is going, dude, I'm chill, man.
Mm-hmm. It's like, dude, you're paying too much attention to me.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, too much. At least you didn't do it on Saturday, but I told you to do it on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, look. And also, the ratings went up this week.
Because people thought MJF was going to be there.
Right. Yeah, but and the ratings will really go up mm-hmm. when that happened. I mean, I don't necessarily want to talk about Raw and SmackDown just yet. Because I want to talk NXT. Because NXT had its most significant episode in years on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, Roxanne Perez was like, who's my challenger for Battleground? Who's my challenger for Battleground? I want to know who my challenger for Battleground is. No, and Ava's, and by the way, I'm loving Ava's role, you know? Mm-hmm. Good for her, okay? She says, this person is. And pause for dramatic effect. It's Jordynne Grace.
Hoot.
So Jordynne Grace will be getting a shot against Roxanne Perez at Battleground in about a month's time. No, in about a week's time, excuse me.
Right, that's coming up quick.
Yes. And the rumor is that people are going to come, that this is a working relationship between NXT and TNA. And then the internet, the wrestlers were going, duel works both ways, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Sammy Drew. Callahan.
Drew.
Drew. Yeah, Drew.
Joe Hendry.
Yeah.
He wants to do a collaboration with the New Day.
Yes, exactly. You know what? I'm liking this idea if they go through with it. Mm-hmm.
I would certainly enjoy it. I will set aside time to definitely sit down and watch.
The question though, based on something that just came into the wires.
Right.
Is there financial trouble in TNA?
Yeah, that's there might been the be. Worry.
It wouldn't surprise me. I mean, do they still have any major financial backing? And what is their TV doing lately?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
well, they have financial backing, but go ahead.
Yeah. Know. So the reason is that there have been some. There have been a couple of what's it called? There were some staffers that were released.
Yes.
Dave Sahadi, who was a creative director.
Robert Evans. Mm-hmm. That's the RNRDE.
Mm-hmm.
That Artie Evans was his gimmick back in Chikara, of all places.
Yeah. another producer and supposedly head of creative. He's gone. Although that happened before yesterday's. There's talk about a restructuring. And yeah. That is a word in business that is kind of dangerous.
Yeah.
Tis.
And also, taking a look at ratings, I believe they're on Access, right?
Yes.
The last ratings that are known from end of April, beginning of May, 80,000.
So, yeah. 80.
They're not even in collisions area code.
So maybe this partnership with NXT is a precursor to something.
Possibility.
Not calling it just yet, but it could be the beginning of something.
A merger, maybe?
Or another farm system.
Okay. But the fact that Jordan... By the way, when you heard Jordan Grace got a huge welcome in NXT.
Well, yeah, she's awesome. I got to see her at the women's tournament out in Dayton a few months ago. She's a great gal.
Mm-hmm. She's sort of the good version of Rhea, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. She's Ivy Nile with a little more personality.
Yeah, a lot more personality. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
admitted.
And like an OnlyFans that's like nuclear hot. I mean, I've seen some of the picture.
My. Go on,
Jonathan Gresham. You lucky motherfucker. Okay, but speaking of business, before we get into the business, Okay, do you have the do you have that dun dun? Because something big happened this week.
If I can find it.
Oh, yes.
Oh,
bring on the law
boy.
And order.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's the one. Okay.
So.
Yep.
The lawsuit by.
Janelle Grant.
Yeah, the
Janelle
lawsuit
Grant.
By Janelle Grant has been put on pause. At the request of the feds.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, I don't remember if it was the DOJ or the FBI. Who was it that was that asked for the lawsuit?
I think it's DOJ. Mm-hmm. The Department of Justice. That sounds right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is the DOJ, Department of Justice. Yes, the feds want in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they said... Hey, Janelle, look, we got bigger fish to fry. We want to put this guy in jail for sex trafficking. Can you move out of the way? Why, sure. That's
absolutely, because you'll make it stick. I'll go sit down.
Yeah.
This is getting ugly.
Mm-hmm.
This is getting very, very, very ugly.
Mm. Oh, and by the way, regarding the NXT thing, regarding TNA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This came together 3 weeks ago, according to Mike Johnson of PWI.
Hmm.
TNA, no one knew about it except Anthony Chacon, the president, and Ariel Schnarer, the executive producer. Okay. And NXT, during the NXT rehearsal, they said that the run sheet said Alexa Bliss and Lita's theme was used, and some claimed that Roxanne Perez didn't even know about it until she walked out. Okay.
Ooh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the rumor is that there's some NXT involvement against All Odds in Chicago, with an open challenge at the TNA Knockouts at Slammiversary as well. So, and Grace is under a deal through 2025. In TNA. Okay. But I want to see this happen. I want to see this go away. You know, I want this to continue. I want it to be happy. So,
oh, yeah.
So speaking of business, a lot of contracts are expiring or will expire soon. Like, for example, Becky Lynch technically is a free agent right now because her contract has expired.
Yes.
Ricochet is expiring. What was it? Drew Gulak's expired. They're not going to re-sign him.
No.
And who was the other one? But yeah. And Becky Lynch did the job on Monday in a really beautiful way. That end sequence in the cage match was spectacular. It was
beautifully
great.
Beautifully done.
Okay. And but do you have any idea? You don't think she's gonna go anywhere, is she?
If she goes anywhere, she's gonna go home and take care of Rue for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, she could take some time off and help Seth with rehab. She could write another book. She could go act. I know she had the bug biter a couple of years ago. But she doesn't have to go back to the Fed.
Yeah.
No, she doesn't.
I don't really see her going anywhere else, though.
No, she doesn't. Oh, and by the way, Scripps is gone, too, and nothing was lost.
Yeah. I was going to say, Reggie's been gone for a minute.
And yeah, Reggie's going to be in GCW very soon, isn't he?
Yes, I believe so.
Well, good luck to him. He didn't even do much in NXT as Scripts, so. And he fell off of TV really, really fast.
Yeah.
But with all these contracts coming up.
Oh, and Jeff Hardy's is expiring next month too.
According to Matt, yeah, but I don't know. Will the Fed take another chance on Jeff?
Probably not.
Oh, the Fed is a different place. The Fed
True.
Is a different place.
But Doofenshmirtz needs to tread carefully when it comes to somebody like Jeff.
Because he's not working for Vince anymore. He's working for Ari. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's different. Oh, and speaking of another thing, Mark Henry is gone from AEW. So is Arn Anderson.
Yep.
So Mark Henry's going to come back to the Fed. He has to.
The first thing he's going to do is punch AJ Styles' lights out for stealing his gimmick.
Gimmick infringement.
Oh, my goodness. Now, you saw it coming.
A mile away.
But, oh, my goodness, it's just getting there was so beautiful. It was so absolutely beautiful to the point. What was the Twitter post that I saw? I think I still have it somewhere. Please tell me I still have it somewhere. Whoops. Come on, stupid computer. No, just a stupid person running it. The comment was along the lines of just because it's predictable doesn't mean it's not entertaining.
That's right. And it was. I mean, even though what's-his-face Cody looked like a doofus coming out there, but okay.
Yeah, here it is. Obvious is not the same as not entertaining. And as I said, enjoy the journey, even if you know the destination.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, just that AJ Styles and his lion-ass jacket, the fact that, you know, Meechan was left in the dark, and the Good Brothers may or may not, Raja, have been in on it.
Mm-hmm. More than likely they were, considering they were holding off all the guards.
Right.
Yeah.
So yeah. The first thing that's going to happen is that Mark Henry needs to come back, show up on SmackDown, and say, and just get in AJ's face and say, "What the hell were you thinking? Well, you had a great idea. I thought I'd try it. 7-year rule and all that." Mm-hmm. Seven? No, wait. 10. 10? 11?
It's long enough.
It was a minute. It's been long enough. I could do it. Mm. The only one who's going to remember it is you.
Yeah, exactly. That's fine. That's fine. But it was great. It was so great. So AJ's the next challenger.
Mm-hmm.
For at Clash, right? At Clash. And Drew, oh boy, Drew's going to get that belt. I'm sorry, Priest. If he does not get that belt, it would be the biggest mistake in the Triple H era.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so, okay. Shoot.
Because the Judgment Day is imploding because of Liv. Oh, and by the way, can I get the Room 101? Not the full, doesn't need respect, but we need a Room 101.
Okay.
Fuck you, USA Network, for cutting off the biggest part of the angle at the end.
Yep.
Some people say that that was deliberate, but bullshit. No, you don't cut that kind of... You don't cut that off.
What were they going into?
They were going into whatever reality show they have after Raw.
Hmm.
Oh, the Race to Survival New Zealand.
Yeah. Race to Survival New Orleans. I'd watch that, too. Anyway, but yeah, it jump cut, and I was like, what? And then a couple hours later, I see on the internet the shot of Dominic and Liv playing tonsil hockey, and I'm like, "That? When did that?" And I started playing around on the internet, and there it was. I was like, "Oh dear." But yes, Liv Morgan is going to drive a huge wedge through Judgment Day.
It's already well underway.
Well, between her and Carlito, you know, it's the whole thing's just going to splinter off. Finn's going to work. Is probably going to tag with McDonough.
Right.
Damian Priest is going to end up by himself against Drew, and it's only going to take one Claymore.
And then Rhea's going to come back and go, "I leave for this long and this happens?"
I mean, this sucks. It's almost as bad as SmackDown. Oh wait, wrong show. Wrong wrestler.
What do you mean?
Well, it's from a Roman Reigns promo. I go away from 1 week and now the show sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yes, when Rhea comes back, not only is she going to avenge things with Liv, but she's going to go after the former Judgment Day. Because, yeah, would hit a guy.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so we get the coronation of Gunther being King of the Ring, and they're teasing Gunther and Priest going in, you know, going at it. The thing is that Gunther versus Drew is the better money match at SummerSlam, don't you think?
Yeah.
I mean,
it sure feels like it anyway.
Hmm. I mean, and remember, CM Punk is still in the mix. Remember, you think he'll be clear by SummerSlam? Maybe.
He got injured at the Rumble, right?
Right.
Okay, so that'll be 6 months and change.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a broken elbow, right?
It was a torn bicep.
Okay.
So, but yeah, I mean, it was, oh, and, what was the long shot of the week? I forget what the long shot, oh, was it Drew McIntyre? Yeah, it was Drew McIntyre, wasn't it? Think so. I love those long shots. But,
those long shots. Yeah.
Yeah, those, absolutely. So, So, and I also love the fact that Liv and Becky went all over the night. Oh, mm-hmm. And by the way, and I love the fact that they also were talking about Randy Orton's shoulder, so Randy's still in the mix too.
Yep.
You know. Oh, and poor JD McDonagh. He just got crunched by Braun.
I was about to say, did he get some hands?
Yeah, he got some hands. Oh, and yes. By the way, Braun Breaker's a fast motherfucker. Did you see that Spear of Death?
And I saw a couple of fan cams of watching him work his way over to the ring.
Uh-huh.
And damn.
and Ditto was going, improvement, you know?
Exactly. This is just crazy.
Because Ricochet and Ilya were having another banger of a match.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And Adam Pearce mm-hmm. went, you know what? Braun is suspended. He's not going to be there. And VRM, when they say he's not going to be there, what does that mean? He's there.
This right here is bullshit.
There you go. And boy, and Ricochet solo did that 360 flip. Oh my god. What a sell. What a fucking sell. That was, but Ilya again, still awesome, still terrific.
Still nuts.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Xavier. Oh, Archer the Miz. there was a subtle Triple H joke, and you know, he goes, Miz goes, I'm vanilla, and you're, and Truth goes, strawberry. And Woods said to Casey he wasn't gonna call him strawberry. I was like, oh man, so wrong. So wrong.
Correct, but still wrong.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. So what are we hearing for the rest of the class? What are we having?
Sorry, stop for a just for a slice of bread. Mm. But oh okay. nummy bread.
Mm. By the way, I think Io Sky was not happy with Damage Control.
No.
Dude.
There was a translated version of that, too.
Oh?
Yeah, she was... What?
I'd like to see that.
Okay, give me a few moments. I'm going to have to hunt on Reddit.
Okay.
Live research, but... Yeah, she didn't sound happy at all. No, I didn't catch half of what she said.
Oh, and by the way, this whole Otis thing. Oh, God, fucking turn him now. Chad, you know, it's enough. It's freaking enough. I hate these bully angles that go on too long.
Yeah.
Hate it. You know?
I think that'll either get broken at Clash at the Castle or right after.
Mm-hmm.
That's just, you know, something for that big of a pop. You don't give that away. No, you know, no offense, Jay.
There it is.
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Let me get it, and then do some live showing it here. All right. Come on. Copy. Paste.
Yeah, I only got a couple of things in here.
It's 18. Oh, you've seen it already? Do you want me to share or not?
Well, no, I just rolled through it. The only stuff that I got was right at the very beginning. Mm-hmm. Where she's screaming why and
why did it become like this, why doesn't everything get better, everything, you guys, it doesn't work well, I will destroy everything, get out of my way.
So yeah, she ain't happy. Yeah, the only two words I got out of that was the Nandeste at the beginning and Omera, meaning that she was yelling at them. Because that's you plural.
Yeah.
So, but and, yeah.
Now, what's also something very interesting to me is Paul Heyman on SmackDown. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, oh, and by the way, Queen Naya, go away. We don't want you. Get this. Get out. Oh. We don't want you. You could destroy Bayley and you could destroy whoever the other, oh, what was it, Piper Niven. Ugh. Oh, boy. But, so Paul Heyman, I'm sorry, so Kevin Owens is like, I want the bloodline. I want the bloodline. I want the bloodline. And Solo in the back is basically saying, you gonna fix this? You gonna fix this problem? If you won't, I will. And he, you know, he goes out. And the speech was brilliant, right? Right, Nikki? Go explain it, because it was great.
Essentially, he's, you know, he comes out there and tells Kevin Owens, look, I'm trying to save your ass. You don't understand what is going on with this iteration of the bloodline. I don't want to see you get hurt. I have huge respect for you, you know, and I know you have respect for Roman.
And
but
Roman has respect for you, because Roman is... because Roman recognized you as a credible threat.
Why do you think he hit you with a golf cart?
But Solo has respect for no one.
And he's playing with fire, bringing Tama Tonga and Tonga Loa here. He can't
right.
control them. They can't control themselves.
Right.
Yeah.
And... you know, the mention, at the drop of Roman's name, the entire place started chanting, we want Roman, we want Roman, and Uncle Paul almost started crying.
And then he said, no one wants Roman here more than I do.
Ooh.
Well, but yes. So, you know. And Paulie's like, I've been trying to warn everybody. Why isn't anybody listening to me? Why does
because
nobody
no one
believe
listen?
Me?
Because no, no one trusts you.
Duh! You're a New York Jewish lawyer. What do you think?
Speaking from experience, Jason.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Sorry.
Sorry.
But yeah.
No, but Paul Heyman's been an asshole. Has Paul Heyman ever been a face manager? No!
Face managers are rare as it is.
No, he wasn't. Not really when Lesnar started.
No. Because when Lesnar was face, I don't think he had Paulie with him.
Mm-hmm.
And Punk didn't need Paulie when he was a face.
No.
Frankly, Punk didn't need Paulie at all, but it was pretty cool.
Right, but Paul is going to be incredible once Roman is going to come back as the biggest face, and Paul's going to be just do the same thing, but he's going to come back, right?
Right. They're going to come back and do the same shtick, but people are going to love it because they miss it. And because Solo Sikoa is just ain't that guy.
No, he is that guy, technically.
Well, he thinks he's that guy, but he, what's it, what was the, was that the Scarface or Godfather? Which was it, Scarface or Godfather?
The Godfather, Fredo.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
The one who got shot up at the turnpike, if you ever saw the movie.
I have not, but I can imagine it, and... picture the version of this when Roman comes back.
And Solo's going to be like, you appointed me. You lost. I'm the ball. I'm the head of the table now. Oh, yeah?
That's so. And Roman is going to spear Solo Sikoa through a fucking wall.
Mm-hmm.
And the Tongas are going to run. Or they're going to be dumb and try to fight Roman.
They are, because they don't care.
Neither does Roman. Bring it on.
Right. But he's also, as we said before, he's got to reunite with the Usos. Okay.
And that's still going to take some time.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to deal with his nutbag Solo and his pets. Probably, mm-hmm. Past SummerSlam, well, and possibly well into Survivor Series season.
Yeah.
Because right now, I don't know what I'm guessing the main event of 41 is going to be Rock Cody for the title, right? I'm guessing.
Potentially.
Maybe.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm. But by the way, have you seen the picture of The Rock as this Mark, the MMA fighter? He's unrecognizable.
I'm trying to remember who it is he's portraying. Mark Kerr. It's Mark Kerr. Who's a well-known early UFC fighter. Am I here?
Yeah, you're still here.
You're still here.
Okay, I wasn't hearing anybody else responding. But yeah, he's from Toledo. But yeah, he was, yeah, massive in early-ish UFC, a big name in Pride as well.
Okay.
Especially in the early years, 97 to 2000. Or, well, yeah, 97 to 2000, and then he came back a little bit every now and again. So, yeah, he's a well-known
wrestler. Sorry about
that.
My headphones died. I had to put charge in. I'm sorry about that.
Okay.
That's fine. But, yeah, Mark Kerr, well-known wrestler, well-known MMA fighter. He will be portrayed by Dwayne The Rock Johnson on HBO's The Smashing Machine, or on The Smashing Machine.
Okay.
Or not that, but that, hold on.
Yeah, it's going to be in the theaters. It's produced by A24.
Yes. The same people who brought you The Iron Claw.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, and it's directed by a guy named Benny Safdie, who, the picture of him as this guy is just unbelievable. Just need to get one picture here if I can find it. Yeah, hold on. This live research, folks. Here we go.
Yes.
Take a look, and you can zoom in. There it is. Sorry for the. There you go. Check it out. And.
Yep. Yeah. Dwayne is unrecognizable.
That's insane. That's some makeup job.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was somebody else from the Toledo area that was massive in MMA.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's two of them. The other's Mark Coleman, who is out of the hospital now after his whole situation with his parents and fire and at their house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Josh? Could
yes.
you give us an update on the New Japan Best of Juniors? Because we have a semifinal right now, I believe.
Yes, Best of the Super Juniors 31 has finished up its round robin. And we have ourselves, well, the final four. So, in Block A, 6 points, Kosei Fujita. 8 points, Bushi, Yoshinobu Kanemaru, Kevin Knight, and Clark Connors. At 10 points is a four-way tie, including second place, but we'll get there in just a second. Teton, Blake Christian, and Hayata all got 10. We'll save the fourth one for last, or later on. Over on Block B, Dragon Dia finally won a match against Kushida, which didn't factor anything. Francesco Akira finished with 4 and was forced to withdraw because of injury, probably. Kushida and Ninja Mac finished with 8. Drilla Maloney, Sho, and Robbie Eagles finished with 10. And Hiromu Takahashi finished with 12. And out because he lost the tiebreaker to Doki, who is in the semifinals alongside Taiji Ishimori, who won the Block B with 14 points. That would be a 7-2 record. Over on Block A side, it was a general mess for who was going to get into the semifinals. Ultimately, it went to TJP. You know him better as TJ Perkins. He's been everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And then, winner of Block A, El Desperado at 12 points. Now, we're going to be coming up here on the semifinals, which will be coming up, I believe, in a few days. El Desperado will face off against Doki, and Taiji Ishimori will face off against TJP. So, there's your update.
Yeah, and Moxley does not have a challenger yet for his
New Japan. It's starting to look like he's going to have one.
Oh, tell me.
Recently, Evil has put out there that he wants to have a lumberjack match coming up here soon. I forget exactly when.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, June 9th at Dominion, it is Moxley versus Evil in a lumberjack death match.
Oh,
of course it's a death match.
Yeah.
Of course.
It has to be, otherwise Mox wouldn't have accepted it. But what, Toru Yano wasn't available?
No. He might be one of Lumberjacks.
I hope he is. That would be awesome. That would be hilarious.
Yeah.
But so. You want to hear a little well, first of all, oh man, there's been a lot of oh my god, sort of things. Like, for example, what was it? Sebastian Bach basically said Sebastian Bach said that Jericho has been using pre-recorded tracks while singing for Fozzy. Jericho has challenged Bach to a sing-off, and he goes, would he ever take... He was asked by Metal Hammer Magazine, would he take up the challenge? He said, a better question is, would he do a wrestle-off with Sebastian Bach? Because I'm as much of a wrestler as he's a singer.
I saw that. I saw that. Ouch.
Mm-hmm.
I will give it to Sebastian Bach, because I'll tell you why. Sebastian Bach did Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
He was in Jekyll and Hyde.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't fake that, if I'm not mistaken.
No. Well, I mean, even MJF could out-sing Jericho.
Yes.
And so, yeah. And as for Jericho using recordings of his voice, I thought he did damage to his larynx or something and messed up his voice a little bit? Or is that
just a hot second? A hot second he did.
Okay.
And yes, he was in Jekyll and Hyde. Yes, he was absolutely in it. And I'm just looking it up just to be sure I was right. He was in Jekyll and Hyde from June of 2000 to October of 2000. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And he was preceded by Jack Wagner, and then followed by, believe it or not, David Hasselhoff. So yeah. So there's that. Didn't Ryback curse out Bret Hart? Or something?
Rybitch.
Yeah.
Well, people are calling for Ryback's retirement because he thought that Punk wasn't going to last 6 months in the Fed.
Mm-hmm.
And here we are.
Yeah, I'm trying to find if there was another podcast. But yeah, I mean, it's... We're getting there, but I wanted to just talk to you about something. We talked about this sort of in the pre-meeting sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about this whole TNA Forbidden Door thing. TNA wrestlers would you like to see in NXT or the WWE?
Why don't you just say his name?
Joe Hendry?
I believe.
Okay.
Joe Hendry wants it too because he wants to collaborate with the New Day.
Yeah.
And I think Joe Hendry's ridiculousness would fit in very well with today's WWE.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see... Okay, I'm biased. Sami Callihan.
Wasn't he in WWE before?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Solomon Crowe. And he was trying to do the internet hacker thing before they did it with Mustafa Ali. They just didn't have the technology or savvy yet, really, to do it.
Yeah,
And
speaking of Mustafa Ali...
What's he up to?
He's got a nice little X around his waist.
Ooh!
X Division title?
Yep.
When did he win? I knew he won that a while ago.
Hmm. I think it'd be funny if he showed back up and started tearing people apart. But
yeah, he won that back in February at No Surrender.
Right, and he hasn't lost, rumor. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would love to see Josh Reynolds in WWE.
Josh Reynolds?
You
mean Josh Alexander, the Walter
Alexander? Alexander, that's why. I don't know why I called. Yes.
You say who?
Mm-hmm.
It would be interesting.
I'm trying to think if Jake Chris still has a deal with them. His brother is Performa Non Grata, but what about Jake?
Jake Chris?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, but it's just now, you know, I mean, again, I mean, I don't want to see Moose. I really don't.
Mm-mm.
I think Jordan Grace is the number one person I would love to see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Looking at TNA wrestling, right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Myers and Eddie Edwards are the tag champions. Masha Slamovich would be an interesting one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. ABC, Ace Austin, AJ Francis, Top Dollar. Yeah, sure. Okay.
No, let's see. Who did you have before Al Francis? I'm sorry.
Here's the roster. Hold on. Why don't you all take a look?
Yeah.
Take a look.
Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple of names that are standing out here of having been there recently.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would love to see ABC come over there, mainly because I've always enjoyed Ace Austin's work in PWR. Mm. Chris Bay, I don't need to defend.
Yeah, let's have Matt Cardona come in.
Yeah.
Dare him.
He's currently out right now with a bicep injury.
No, but he's been doing great as the GCW commissioner. No weed, all Pabst Blue Ribbon. Right?
Yeah.
Let's see. Going through the list.
I would like to see Joe Doering just for him to finally get a shot.
He's not doing well. He's got brain cancer, doesn't he?
I know, but the thing is, he has been wrestling. So he has been doing at least a little better. At least I thought he had.
Nick Nemeth? Whatever happened to him.
Not him nor Ryan. Neither one of them amounted really anything. Ooh, Speedball Mike Bailey. Yes.
Yes.
Agreed.
Definitely, and I'll say it again, Callahan needs to go back.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care how.
Wait a minute. Is that Jackson Stone?
Who?
Hammerstone?
No, not Alexander Hammerstone. Jackson Stone, the Shogun.
Where?
In between Mahabali Shear and Speedball Mountain. I didn't know that guy made it that far. I thought he was forever doomed to be in Midwest Indies until he was old and gray.
Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Yeah, there's a few people. Oh my gosh, if they got Zachary Wentz back over there, Wes Lee would lose his mind.
I know.
Or Trey Miguel.
Yeah, either one. If they both show up, that's a whole horde of rascals I could deal with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did I see over here?
It'd be hilarious to bring Dreamer back for a night.
Yes.
But, I'm just thinking, did we miss anything? Really? I mean, it's like I can't wait to see I'm interested to see what MJF is going to say or what he's going to do, you know? Because, again, everyone's saying, oh, the MJ, but here's something else. We didn't talk about this. The media rights negotiations aren't going well for Warner Brothers Discovery and AEW, are they?
No. Well, reports are Tony was very
underwhelmed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they weren't offering, you know, they weren't offering Fox and Universal money that the Fed got.
Right.
Yeah, I think they were offering $110 million a year.
Yeah,
and for five years.
And Tony Khan wanted. No, you're right. 110 per year for five. I was gonna say, you know, half a billion, but I didn't know how long that was for. So.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, considerably more than 110 million, which would make AEW profitable. The exact details of the current offer are not known. But
what AEW needs, seriously. What AEW needs to do is have legitimate house shows, and travel. Build up your thing, not via Collision or Rampage. Do the fucking house show circuit. Have the mid-carders with, like, one major title defended, you know? Something.
How many people are watching Rampage and Collision? Seriously.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing they need is somebody who is actually going to lay down the law. We need somebody in the locker room. This is one place where I think Wrestler's Court would be a really good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Just to get people back in line, but that's not going to happen as long as the Bucks are there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, by the way,
yeah.
Found this. Mark Henry has already reacted to AJ.
Oh?
Oh?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. late last night, early this morning, Mark Henry, ellipses. Well done, AJ. Clap, clap, clap emoji. At Busted Open Radio, at WWE. So yeah, Mark Henry, he liked it.
Of course he did.
Mm-hmm. Because everybody's going to think of him, which gives him a, gives him a little bit of leverage. I don't know.
Oh, he can come back on a Legends deal, please.
Oh, yeah. But, yeah.
Oh, yeah, as they show Dustin Poirier for tonight at UFC 302 during the intermission. UFC 302, what did we have for UFC 302?
That's happening now?
That's happening, yeah, that's just, the main card is just starting. We've got, Randy Brown versus, I'm not even gonna bother trying to pronounce your name.
Yeah, some guy.
Nico Price versus Alex Morono. Kevin Holland and Michael Oleksijczyk. Mm-hmm. Sean Strickland and Paul Acosta for in the middleweight division, and Islam Makhachev versus Dustin Poirier for the lightweight championship. That is getting started right now on ESPN Plus.
But again, we shall see as we're 2 weeks away from Clash at the Castle already. Unbelievable. That's nuts.
It's June already? What the
yeah, who are you telling?
I mean, we have two matches, as I said, Damian versus Drew and Bailey versus Piper so far. We've got to build other matches quickly. And remember, we got NXT Battleground this a week from Sunday, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that, which will be, as I said, the first time at the UFC Apex, which was, they did a drone shot, which was just awesome. Okay. It's Perez versus Grace, Obafemi, Wesley, Joe Coffey, the six-pack ladder match for the Women's North American title, Shayna Baszler, Lola Vice, NXT Undergrounds, and Nathan Brazier and Axiom versus the OC. Not a bad card.
Mm-hmm.
Decent. Do they give... Oh, my God. Do they give Jordan two belts?
If that happens, then, yeah, shit's going down.
Yeah.
Well, why is everybody always looking at me? Hey, this booking stuff isn't easy, you know?
He'd do it.
He would, and he would laugh the whole time. Him and Sean would be somewhere in Gorilla or in the truck laughing their asses off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know they'll break the internet.
And Vince.
Oh, Vince has got bigger problems. He's probably not even looking at it.
Okay. Everyone's saying the rumors, oh, Bruce is doing Vince's bidding. No, he's not. Vince has no power.
Yeah.
There are certain people who think that Bruce Pritchard is Vince McMahon's proxy in the company. Okay. Vince McMahon has zero power. But let's say, the fuck was that?
I don't know.
It was just a freaking explosion outside of our house.
Uh-oh.
What? Uh-oh.
That was a little weird. Okay. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. I'll just do this very quickly, because I'm going to plug right now. WLTI, BS Big Show Fantasy Draft in about 6 weeks. And let's have a good time. We'll talk later. I'm going to check that out. I will talk to you later.
Be safe. Yeah, keep us in the loop.
Bye.
Scary enough. So should we call it here, guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So before we get out of here, though, let's sell some soap. Stat Boy, talk to us.
Yeah. Knickknacks. At this point, it's going to be on the back burner indefinitely, because they, being, you know, are not exactly sure what it is. I think they're trans. Is now staying with their transphobic family because there's nowhere else to go. Yeah, so knickknacks out the window for a while. It Was a Thing on TV has finished up their pilot month for 2024 with two new episodes. How I Met Your Dad. Note, you might be thinking to yourself, wait, didn't that just get canceled recently? Not quite. This is a 2015 or 14 pilot starring somebody else, with somebody else as the mother, or as the mother in the future. Those two, Greta Gerwig and Meg Ryan. Massive successes. And then on the last one, Twisters, a game show pilot from 1982, mashes up question giving and shuffleboard. I swear I've seen that before somewhere else. On a personal level, that is. Coming up next week, they go to their summer schedule, which is only one episode a week. Yay. I love two more than one, let's be honest. Next week's episode, The Girl with Something Extra. A 1973 series on NBC that lasted 22 episodes, starred Sally Field and John Davidson. Yes, years before Hollywood Squares, John Davidson was in a sitcom that had the unfortunate, how do I put this? The unfortunate, whatever it is, or, yeah, to wind up being facing off against two massive shows, The $6 Million Man and Good Times, as well as The Odd Couple. No wonder they got ethered, doubly so since, you know, they were coming off of Sanford and Son, and, they lost the audience pretty hard. 3rd to 59th, that's usually a one-season wonder. So you can find that and so much more. 630-plus episodes. That includes mini-sodes, live episodes, instant reactions, things of that nature on itwasathenontv.com, which is getting ever so much closer to 100,000 downloads.
DRM, what do you got?
Well, I will not be here next week, as I will be in New Orleans trying to win the biggest Pokemon tournament of the year. North American International Championship is upon us once again. Sadly, not in Columbus this year.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're in New Orleans, and there are, in the trading card game division, across all divisions, 3,429 registrants.
Damn.
Woof.
Yeah, first prize, $25,000, and an invitation to the World Championship.
Mm-hmm.
Personally, I just like to make it to day two for once.
Yeah.
And then, what else do we have? And this past weekend, I didn't get to watch Double or Nothing because I was at the Indy 500.
You made the better choice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel bad for Kyle Larson, though, getting screwed over by a speeding penalty. Because his tire locked up when he was going into pit road. And then after the race, he flew down, got to Charlotte, just in time for them to red flag the race and then call it.
Yep. And only just, what, yesterday or earlier today, he finally got the waiver.
He got his waiver.
which should have been pretty much a no-brainer from the word go. Because he got screwed by the rain.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. One last thing before we go to artists.
Yes.
How many times do we have to talk about this, Nikki?
Which part?
Bianca. And her recent tweets about people following her.
Ah, yes.
Oh, you gods.
Bianca Belair has finally gone onto social media saying, look, you know, I love you guys, but please stop stalking me. Don't follow these guys to the car, to the hotel, to the airport. I know fans that do this. It's not cool. It's not as bad as showing up with three bags of shit that you want signed so you can sell half of it on eBay. But I mean, these guys are people too. Let them have their time. And frankly, if you're getting them between the airport and the hotel, they're not going to be in the greatest of moods anyway.
Yeah.
Catch them at the arena. Spend a couple of bucks for a meet and greet. You know, I don't know if they're still doing virtuals. I know they're still doing, you know, I know they got this big to do in New York later this year, but just crazy. It's just very simple, guys. Enjoy them on TV, enjoy them at the arena. If you get to meet them, awesome. But they're not obligated to do any of that for you, by the way. So, what else have I got? Before I get to artists, I do have a couple of other announcements. Origins Game Fair in Columbus is coming up in a few weeks.
Yep.
And my friends at Fellowship of the White Star, a.k.a. Thenodron Games, will be presenting new modules and an interactive that I may or may not be participating in, because that Saturday is the same night as PWR.
Oof.
So, yeah. I hate it when I double book myself like that. Mm-hmm. But that's neither here nor there.
Yeah.
What else is going on over here on my end? Oh, if I disappear for random episodes over the next 2 months, don't panic. I'm okay. There's some relocating going on. I'll leave it at that. To our artists, and I will start, of course, with our panelist, who should be here more often, Jamie Claudier, who helped design, or at least did some collaboration with King Troy, to design one of Seth Rollins' outfits at WrestleMania. She's drawing a lot more has-been hotel than wrestlers, but eventually I'm going to get her turned back around. Unfortunately, she's going to draw Seth Rollins and some dude named Tyler Black, and some other guy named Gix, and Seth Rollins. So, but to our other artists out there, obligatory hello to Oniwambashu and her lovely art. She does have a card account, that's card with two R's. She is taking commissions at this time. She's expensive, but goddamn is she worth it. J-Rock at J-Rock Draws, a couple different styles, very inexpensive and very quick turnaround, I can recommend. One of my more recent finds, Norberto Gaitan on Twitter, look up his account, because not only does he do commissions, but he also does these four panel comics of major events in wrestling. For example, just recently he did a four panel bit with Chad Gable about to take on Otis when Sammy interrupts and when all hell breaks loose after that. Do recommend one of the coolest art bits to get from them is Surprise Me. Give them some parameters, quote you a price, Let him come up with something. What else have I got out here? Dozer draws that little Dozer baby. Wonderful, wonderful artist. Great to work with. Expensive? Yes. Worth it? Very, very much so. Commissions are currently closed, but go check out his gallery at Little Dozer Baby on Twitter. Let's see. If you like wrestlers who are also artists, look no farther than Dee Tapla. She does lovely chibi stuff. She did a whole bunch of stuff for Matthew for the Botchamania series.
Mm-hmm.
Also does logos, gear, and all kinds of styles of art. She does doodles, does chibi art, she does regular art. Her prices are very reasonable. She's very quick and she's very easy to work with. For those who like anime in their wrestling, I have two recommendations. Nahuel Tajes at N_EDV. Inexpensive, very quick. Multiple styles if you're not an anime person, but loves to draw, very quick turnaround. And of course, Ultanad, better seen on Instagram. Comics blends the current wrestling world with various popular animes. Funny stuff. Very funny stuff. James Yatto, somebody also with some really, really sweet stuff going on. I think his commissions are open. Yes. Yes. So check him out. He's also a little expensive, but his artwork is pretty damn sweet. But if you do any kind of commissioning, pay well. Make sure you're getting work in progress so you're not getting somebody who's just playing with an AI engine. Do not accept people offering to draw for you. It's a scam. But once you do get the completed piece, show it all over the internet on all your social media platforms and credit the artist. That is the most important of it, of all of it. This is how they make their money. But I really don't have too much else because I'm right here. So for VRM, for Stat Boy, for our quickly departed Jason Block, I hope he's all right. My name is Nikki Heyman. You've been listening to the North American Wrestling Connection. Do tune in next week, which I believe is a Pick'em show, Stat Boy.
For what, Clash at the Castle?
Is it next week?
Hold on, let me take a look. No, it's in two... Ooh, it's gonna get ugly, because it's in 2 weeks.
And I might not be around. Damn it.
Yeah.
Well, damn. Regardless, do tune in next week. We will continue to watch this wonderful, weird world that is professional wrestling.